AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Members of the jury that found former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez guilty of first-degree murder say his lawyer's admission during his closing argument that Hernandez was on hand the night Odin Lloyd was killed was a factor in their decision.
More corroboration, I would think.
Yeah, and everyone definitely discussed it.
Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, told reporters a short while ago,
"Just like God has left his footprint in the sand." My baby footprint is in my heart forever.
Hernandez has been sentenced to prison for life without parole for the June 2013 shooting death. Hillary Rodham Clinton holds another small roundtable discussion in Iowa after touring a family-owned fruit business on this, her second day of campaigning in that key caucus state. In Washington, it turns out questions about Clinton's use of private email account go back to December 2012. That's when Congressman Daryl Issa sent a letter to the State Department asking if any senior agency officials use personal email to conduct official business. The department's response 3 months later outlined its email policies but didn't answer his direct question. Iraq's prime minister says his forces are readying to take on the Islamic State group in a key western province.
After a strategic win in Tikrit, Haider al-Abadi says the focus now is on western Anbar province and the strategic oil town of Beji before any move to take the biggest prize, Mosul. Abadi made clear to reporters in Washington the Mosul counteroffensive will not be before summer, though U.S. officials have said they'd like to see it begin this spring. Abadi says the timing depends on how much more military support his forces get. While President Obama yesterday pledged $200 million in humanitarian support, he did not mention more military aid. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. A former Philadelphia police officer is testifying against his former colleagues. Rita Foley with more.
Jeffrey Walker says he committed thousands of crimes during his time on the police force. He says his drug squad colleagues routinely lied in court after planting drugs in suspects' cars or stealing their bundles of cash. He testified that his lies led to unjust convictions. He's trying to avoid a life sentence by testifying against six former colleagues. Their lawyers call him a lying outcast. I'm Rita Foley.
The Obama administration's effort to tackle climate change faces a legal test. A federal appeals court hears arguments tomorrow in two cases challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's plan to cut carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants. The lawsuit calls the EPA's actions illegal and would kill jobs and drive up electricity prices. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.